Chafalef Amar Alef at the top. Bo mini Rav Av Yisabim Rav Huna. Behem Achetzer Shal Nachir Vechetzer She Yisrael Mal L'shochta B'yantef. An animal that's owned half by a Jew and half by a Goy, and you shechted on Yantef, because since you're not allowed to do Malacha for a Goy, so you're doing this Malacha partly for a Goy. Amar Lei Mutter. Amar Lei Vechima Bein Zelen Nidorm Medavos. Bechara, we said that Nidorm Medavos you're not allowed to bring on Yantef. The reason is because it's what's called Lachem and not Lashem. And here, Nidor Medavos are partly yours and partly the Rabbanu Shel Olam's, because you eat from it also. The Kohanim eat from it. So why is that different than an animal that's owned half by a Goy and half by a Jew? Omer Lei Urva Porach. So he changed the subject. Right? A raven flew over. Because he didn't, with Kinofak, Omer Lei Rabba Borei, Lav Hainu Rav Avya Saba, the Mishtabach Lei Mar Begavei, Begava Rabahu. Wasn't that Rav Avya Saba that you say is an Adam Gadol, so why did you change the subject? Omer Lei Uma Avid Lei, Ani Hayom Samchuni Bashishos Rabduni Batapuchim, Ubo Minai Milsa the Boy Taima. So today is, was Yontif, and what's it called? I am tired out from the Drosha, right? And I need to eat, and I couldn't really think. So he asked me something that needed a lot of thought to figure out a difference, right? I couldn't answer him. The time of my, what is talk of the reason? Why is it different? By a behema that belongs half to a goy and half to a yid. So you're allowed to shecht it because it's impossible to get one kazai as a boser without shechting the whole animal. So the Maisa Shechita is entirely for the Jew, even though it also helps for the Goy, but there's no way of shechting half a behemah. Avon the Dor Medovus also l'shochtem b'yontif, to Kohanim ki kazochu m'shulchan gavoh kazochu. But by the Nidor Medovus, it's not half a head yit and half shemayim. The whole thing is m'shemayim. The whole animal, what you're doing is l'shem shemayim. The fact that some things the Bailim eat and some things the Kohanim eat, that's Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu. And Tosfos explains it doesn't really mean 100% like that, because halacha is that the Kachim Kalim belong to the Bailim, right? And you can Mekadosh an Isha with it. It's not the regular case. Mishulchan Kavoa Kazachu usually means it's not theirs. They have a right to eat it. They're eating from the Rabban Shom's table. But here what it means is that the Avod Olamais is a Korban. In that carbon, there's heterim, to eat parts of it, and parts of it go to people. But when you make the carbon, you shecht it, you're shechting it l'shem, totally l'shem, the Rabban Shalom. You're not shechting it in order to eat the meat. Eating the meat is a byproduct. But the whole shechit is l'shem Hashem. Okay, Rashi. Ma bein zeh l'neder l'dova, shechetshin lo v'chetshin l'gavoh. Neder and Adov is also partially yours, partially Gavoa. If you're allowed to shecht an animal, it's partially yours and partially a goy's. Why not a korban? Urva Porach, Orev HaPorach Lamala. He sealed the Dover Achir. He changed the subject. Kinofer of Avya, Omer Le Rabba Bered, Rav Huna Lavua. So Rabba said to his father, Lav Hainu, Lama Dechiso. Why did you push him away? Behalach Lo Bechlim. He went away embarrassed. Why did you push him away? It's Yontif. I gave a drosha and I'm hungry. I'm weak and tired from the drosha. The boy time of but he asked me something that needs a lot of thought. So I couldn't answer him. The time of my, so what is talk of the reason? Sugi the Gemara. The Gemara now continues, so what's the reason? Kohanim Yishulchan Gavoa Kazachu B'chazei V'shok V'adin L'Bailin B'shar HaBoster Ke'evin HaNotel Pras in Beis Rabo Nimtza Kol Ashchit L'Shem Gavoa. Okay. Omer Rav Chizda Behem HaChetzi Shal Nochr V'Chetzi Shal Nochr Mutl L'Shachta V'Yontif. An animal is half owned by a Jew and a Goy, so you're allowed to shecht it on Yontif. The Yefshel HaKazai is possible L'Shchit, like we said. It's impossible to get even one Kazai without shechting the whole animal. So the whole Shechita is for the Jew. Isha chetzer shal nochir v'chetzer shal Yisrael also lafos b'yontif. But if you have a dough that belongs partially by a Jew and partially by a Goy, you can't bake it on yontif because you're baking the Goy's part. To'ef shalei l'miflag of Elisha. You could separate it. So you can't say that you're baking the whole thing for the Jew. You can bake half of it, and the other half not bake. So if you bake the whole thing, you're baking the goy's part too. And you can't bake for a goy. Moshev Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, Isas Klovim, Bizman Sharoim Ochli Mimenu, Chayeves Bechala, Umarvin Bo, Umishtatvin Bo, Umavorchen Oleho, Umizamnin Oleho. Benefet Biyontif, Vodim Yotzi Bo, Yedecho Vosu Vesa. You have dough that was made for dogs, dog food. But sometimes the roim also eat from that dough. So it's chayav bechala, it's considered achilas adam, since roim can eat from it. And you can use it for an eruv, and you can use it for shituf mavos, and you make a bracha on it, hamotzi, and you bench on it, and you can bake it on yontif. Lechora, what's the difference between dough that partially is for dogs and partially is for people, and dough that's partially a goy's and partially a Jew's? You're not allowed to bake for animals, cook for animals on Yontif either. And you can also be yotze with it matzah on Pesach. V'amai, v'ayef shalei mifliga belisha. You could split this dough up and the dog's part separate from the shepherd's part. Where it says, shani isis klovim hoel v'ayef shalei faisim benevela. No, the whole thing could go for the shepherds. When the goy and the Jew owned it partially, so the part that's a goy's is the goy's. But over here, the part that's a dog's, you could take away from the dog completely, and you could conceivably give the dog something else to eat, an avela. That's hoel, right? Since you could conceivably give the dogs an avela, and then the whole thing will belong to the roeh, so you could bake it on yontif, even though you're going to give part to the dog. That's hoel, right? Since conceivably guests could come, that's the regular case of hoel, so you're allowed to cook on Yontif, even though you're cooking for an after Yontif. But conceivably, guests could come. So this Hoel, right, does what's it called? Does Rav Chisda hold of Hoel? Va'itmar Ho from Yontif to Chol, Rav Chisda Omer Lok. If you bake from Yontif to Chol, Rav Chisda says you get Malkus. We don't say Hoel. Rabba Omer Eno Lok. Rav Chisda Omer Lok. Lo Amrin Hoel. Umekale Le Orchin. Chazi Le Hashtanami Chazi Le. Rav Chisda doesn't hold of this svara, that since conceivably guests could come, and then there'll be somebody to eat this on Yontif, so it's not considered cooking for, even though your intention was to cook it for after Yontif, Lamaisa, since conceivably somebody could eat it on Yontif, that's not, you don't get Malkus for that. Rabba Amr Eino Loke, Amrin and Hoel, right? So, but you see that Rav Chisda doesn't hold of Hoel. So why, if conceivably you could feed this dog something else, so then why is that good enough to make it, what's it called, that you're allowed to bake the whole thing? It's not talking where conceivably you could give a nevela. It's talking where you have a nevela and you don't plan now to feed the dogs this bread. You plan to feed them the nevela. So therefore the whole thing was cooked and baked for a Jew. Rashi. Chayeves bechala. The lechem korinabe, it's called lechem, even though it's made for dogs, since the roim can eat it. You're allowed to make an eruv chatzeros to carry from the houses into the chotzer. Shabbatim reshus lechol yochid v'yochid, v'chotzer reshus lekulan. Utzrichim eruv lehotzi kol lechem beis lechotzer. We learned that the chotzer is a reshus of everybody, and each house is a separate reshus. It looks like you're carrying from reshus hayochid to reshus haravim, so they needed an eruv to make a heker. Umishtatvin was shituf kari b'movli. Shechatseros harbe psuchim lo. Shituf is in mavuos. Shitufe mavuos, where you have a lot of alleyways opening up, a lot of chatseros opening up into an alleyway. And the same thing over here. You need each chatser has to make an eruv with the other chatseros in order to be carry into the alleyway. The chol chatseros shemeshas lifnei abatim, all the chatseros they had were in front of their house. They would use that as an exit way into Rishus Haravim or into the Mavli. You bench mezumin and you make a motzi on it. And you can bake it on Yontif because it's what's it called? It's also for the shepherd. The first night you have to eat lechem, which is matzah, and this is called lechem. Since you could conceivably give the dog something else to eat, it's conceivably baked for a person. Versus miyasei hoel, this idea that it's conceivable that that's good enough, Rav Chisda doesn't hold to that. Sof, mefarnish haklavni, then lemaisa, you are baking it, and part of it's going to go to the dogs. So what do you care that conceivably you could give the dog something else? That's only a din of hoel, and Rav Chisda doesn't hold of hoel. Shari ain't lo nevela. The Chor is talking, we don't have an nevela, just a conceivable. Mishumasmachta the hoel, the ilu hoel on nevela, because Shari is like, Samara says, no, it's talking, we did have an nevela. And you would plan to feed the dogs, and the nevela, the whole thing is baked for the shepherds. Bomine mirafuna. Hani b'nei baga, the rumbu alai, kimcha de b'nei chela. Ma'ala fusa b'yantav. The people who live in the, what's it called, in the villagers, that the king forces them to cook for his soldiers. So are they allowed to cook for them on yantav? Omar le chazina. Iyoy v'lei rifbili yanuka v'lo kapti kol chada v'chada chazi yanuka v'shori. If, from what the king makes them bake for the soldiers, they could give to their kids, and nobody would be machped, then we say each thing they bake could be the one they're going to give to the kids. So therefore it's mutter. The ilav osur. And if not, if the king is machped, that everything goes to the soldiers, and the soldiers are goyim, then you can't bake it on yantav. V'atan yamaisa v'shimena teimoni. Shalobo emish lebeis medrash, right? Shimon HaTemoni didn't show up at night to the beis medrash. Shachris mutz Reb Yudah ben Bava, and in the morning Reb Yudah ben Bava found him. Amar lo mit neimal abos emish lebeis medrash. Why didn't you show up last night? Amar le baleshes bali reinu, right? There was a legion of soldiers that came into the city. Ubik shalachtof es kol ha'ir, right? And they wanted to take us captive. The shachatnu lahem egel, and we shechted an egel for them. The achilanum, and we fed them. Upatron l'shalom, and they left us alone. Amrlo tamanim lo yosas charchem efseitchem. Right? Maybe you lost out more than you gained. Maybe you should have been taken captive. Why? Shahari amra Torah lochem v'lo v'dichon. It was yontif. You're not allowed to shecht for a goy. You shechted this egel for the goy. Versus v'amai ha'chazi l'meichol minei l'mai. So it was their egel. They could have eaten part of it if they want to, right? Amar of Yosef, egel treifa hava. You know, it was an egel they couldn't eat. It was a treifa. They shechted this treifa for the goyim. So it was only edible by the goyim.
Why do you shech the treifa?
Why not? It's alive. You can shecht it.
Well, you don't have to if it's for goyim, it's treifa anyway.
What? No, they shecht it means that they killed it so they could eat it. They couldn't eat it. Eivor
minachai.
They did shecht it, but didn't have to shecht it for the goyim. They, what's it called? They happened to shecht it, right? V'hachazi l'klavim, l'maisa, it's what's it called, mutter for klavim. Tanoi, Tanya, achashe yocha l'chol nefesh, hu levado yeser l'chem, imashma shenemra l'chol nefesh, shomeni afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. Kini shenemra, makit nefesh behema yishomena. Right, Talmud lomar, l'chem, v'lo l'klavim, divra b'yose aglili. V'yakiva omra afilu nefesh behema b'mashma, im kein ma Talmud lomar l'chem, l'chem v'lo l'vdichachovim. This man the Omer holds that you're allowed to cook for animals since they depend. What was going to say? Since they depend on you for their food, but you can't cook for goyim because they don't depend on you for their food. Rashi, and therefore, what's it called? Since it was fit for animals, you could shecht it on yontif, but you couldn't shecht it specifically for goyim alone. Okay, b'nei baga Yisrael adorim b'kforim. The romu alayu kimcha d'mechelo. Hamelech hitul aleim lapos levashel d'mechelo anshe milchamto. He forced them to cook and provide provisions for his soldiers. Kol chad v'chadu poligraf hunu ad Rav Chisda. The omer chetzer shel nochri v'chetzer shel Yisrael asul afosa. Right, lemaisa over here it's still going to be partially for the goy. So this argues what we said before. Before we said if a dough is owned half by a Jew, half by a goy, you can't bake it because you can split it up. And here we're saying that l'maisa, since a Jew could eat from it, you can give it to the kids and they're not makbid, so it's baked also for Jews is okay. So this argues what we said before, that even a dough that's owned part by a Jew and part by a goy, you could cook. Hatemoni mitimnas haya. It came from Timnas. Kedosiv Shimshon Chasan Hatemoni mitimnas. Emesh kolom rabbeinu arbaim shal yontif. Right? How come he didn't come yesterday? What's it called? Yontif to the beis medrash. Baleshes chel gadol shal gedudei nachrim shemechapsin uboshim lishlo shalom. Big legion of goyim that came to look for booty. Yotzeskar b'mshin niskar temba mamon yotzav aavid b'shul hefsid onesh shetayon shalchil yontif. You benefited that they didn't take your money, right? But l'mais, you lost out because you cooked on yontif and you're going to get an onesh. V'lo leklov and lo grasinin. V'hachazil mechel minei v'lo yakpidu. L'mais, since it's their ego, they could eat from it. So why don't we say that what's it called? It's shechted for Jews and for goyim, and then it's mutter. Shari Mishalan Oya, it was theirs. They can decide what to do with it. Hainu dekomer lei, lo garsin, vahi garsin, vahachazi leklavim. Right? So the Gemara says it was a treifa, so they couldn't eat from it. The Gemara says you could give it to a caliph. Tanoi, right? The fact that you could give it to a caliph was good enough. And it's a machlokas tanoim, whether you're allowed to cook for animals or not. The ika tana de osher leklavim. There's a tana who holds that for klavim, you're not allowed to cook, and there's a tana that holds you can. L'chol nefesh, achashe yochel l'chol nefesh. Kol nefesh l'chora is mashma, even a behema. Behema is called a nefesh too. Not called a neshama, it's called a nefesh. Right? So Mara says, lochem and not klavim. That's, what's it called, the Tanakam. And Rav Yosef Aglili says, no, that l'chlovim is mutter. No, that's what Rav Yosef Aglili. And Rabbi Akiva says that afilu nefesh behema b'mashma. The whole nefesh includes behemoth. You're allowed to cook for a behemoth. And why does it say lochem? Lochem and not goyim. Umara isa, right? Why is the difference between, if it says lochem, why is an animal included in lochem and a goy not included in lochem? Umara isa, the rabbi says, aklov and lochem, yes, aldi kochavim. Marba nias aklov, shem is on noson alecha. Umotzi anias aldi kochavim, shem is on noson alecha. Right? Animals, you're mechuyev to take care of. So an animal that you're mechuyev to take care of, you can cook for on yontif. But a goy, you're not mechuyev to take care of, he can take care of himself.